produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Not when I know.
Not when I know.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and happy Thursday. This is Tammy Polk, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast, and happy April. I understand that it is already the middle of the month, but I have to wait until now to be able to say it. I know that it is a busy time for us all as tax season is looming. We're trying to make sure that we get those taxes in before the 18th. So bless you as you continue to do that. I have a banger of a topic for you today that I'm really excited about. Last month, I was blessed to be able to host my Girl Go Eat a Cookie, the Experience event. After having to postpone it in December due to being in a car accident just days before the event. And I want to take our time today and just share with you, my radio audience, what I presented to them. So if I had to give this broadcast a title, it would be How to Eat a Cookie. You eat it one bite and letter at a time. So just in case I have someone listening here who just does not know how the alphabet works, the word cookie is spelled C-O-O-K-I-E. And I will be using each one of those letters in my talk with you today. So the C in cookie kicks off what I like to tell people, and it is achieving your goals, but don't forget the cookies. So with that C is for conquering your fear. And if you don't, you will find yourself stuck, stale, stagnant, and sunken. And not only that, you're going to open up the doors for frenemies, enemies, and foes to get a foothold in your life. And you know that when those people come in, they are not going to try to assuage your fear. They are going to heighten it. They may call it playing devil's advocate, or they may call it, you know, sound advice or mentoring. But what they are actually doing is making sure that those fears stick around. When you don't conquer your fear, you cannot receive the fullness of God's grace. You will think that every character building thing that happens to you means that God hates you in some type of way. And you will start to say things like, you know, God doesn't give me the same grace that he gives you. Or, you know, I don't, you know, me and God aren't like that, you know, so he does that stuff for you. He doesn't do that for me. And that couldn't be further from the truth. The second thing that happens when you don't conquer your fear is that you never learn to stop giving the wrong people grace. If you've listened to my show in times past where I am taught through my book, Girl Go Eat a Cookie and Then Handle Business, you'll notice that one of the things I mentioned was about how we give others way too much grace when tough love and separation is needed. And your fear, when it's not conquered, will lead you to tolerate and put up with things that you have no business tolerating and putting up with. And that will lead to you not giving yourself grace in the three areas where you need to give yourself grace. That's the grace to rest, the grace to not be okay, and the grace to not know all of the answers. When you are scared and allow that fear to permeate your life, you will say to yourself, you know what? I can't rest, because if I do, then I won't be able to do this for this person, or I won't be able to do that for that person. And you will be taking on things and psyching yourself out over something that's not even meant for you to even be carrying. And then should you become ill, you know, you will continue to push yourself and say, you know, I can't give myself that time. I can't take that time to rest, because that means I won't be there for this other person, and they're going to be angry with me. And then the grace to not know, all of the answers. You will feel as though there is something wrong with you, or people will think less of you because you cannot answer a given question. And because of that, you will send yourself into grit and grind mode and work way too hard. And it will be motivated by fear. And you saying, I have to, I have to, I have to, I have to. But you have to remember that the Bible says that we don't have a spirit of fear, but of love and but a sound mind. So when it comes to conquering your fear, when you do so, you will be able to share the growth that you've attained. You'll realize that you have a right and a reason to celebrate. That will lead to increased gratefulness. And when you become truly grateful for overcoming your fear, God will give you who and what you need to make it through to your next level. You'll celebrate more. And the level of praise that you have is going to be foreign to anybody around you, but do not let that bother you. So I want you to take a moment, and I want you to grab a piece of paper and write down the one fear that you need to conquer most. Then I want you to take it a step further. I want you to stand up. I want you to scream it out and tell that fear to leave you alone and to get away from you. Once you do that, you'll be able to go into the second O, and that is opening yourself to learning new and different things. It is important that you do this. But what happens is we start to get in our own way, and we cripple ourselves from learning these new and different things, because we will think that because it may be something difficult, that is not in God's plan for us, so he won't give us the grace to do it. Or we will pass it off to others because we think that it will be better for them and that they're meant to do it. And we're giving away our grace. Third, you will think that you have to be perfect right off the bat and then start kicking yourself because you have to sit still and learn. The fact that you don't know how to do it immediately bothers you. The fourth thing that we do is that we will do stuff half-heartedly or we will kick into overdrive so hard that we miss the lesson we are meant to learn. The fifth thing that we do when we don't open ourselves up to learning new and different things is that we won't see who can be helped by what we glean from the experience. And it takes us right on into 6 and 7 here of not being grateful for the people who came to you with the opportunity and not allowing yourself to celebrate the small wins. So the question that I want to ask you here is, what are you missing out on because you can't deal with you, with yourself? So now I want you to grab your phone, open your camera app, and tell yourself that this stops now. Why? Because you need to be able to go through the second O of organizing yourself, your thoughts, and your plans. You have to get in tune with yourself first. But remember who your growth is really about. When it comes to organizing yourself, your thoughts, and your plans, let's break that down. First, organizing yourself. Do you have a consistent daily routine that starts and ends with what you need to do for you? Now, that is important. It should never be that when your feet hit the ground, that the first thing that you are doing is for somebody else. Those moves that you need to make should be made for you first. When I get up in the morning after I hear my daughter's alarm go off, the first thing that I do is turn on my audio Bible and have my prayer and Bible reading time with the Lord. When I go to bed somewhere between 11 at night and 1 in the morning, it's usually after I've watched my favorite shows, had my snack, you know, midnight snack and things like that. I make sure I end the day with me. So the second thing is your thoughts. Are you trying to remember everything without writing it down or using a planner or a calendar? And then are you sharing your thoughts with people who can't help you with any of it? I do not believe in talking about any issue, problem, predicament, situation, or circumstance with anybody that cannot help me in some way. Whether it's through prayer, whether it's financial, whether it's with a resource or a connection, I have learned to not only write stuff down, but when I talk to people, when they ask me what's wrong, I only share with people whom I know can do something to help me. I'm also with a planner. I have a paper planner and then I also have my calendar on my phone. And I set aside a day at the end of the week to put whatever is in my phone into my paper planner and whatever is in my paper planner into my phone, so that no matter what I'm looking at, I always know what my schedule is, and that helps me with my plans. Do your plans include too many unimportant things? Are you talking yourself out of your plans because unimportant people, places, things, and ideas are getting too much of a say in what you do? Everybody around you should not have, as my pastor calls it, veto power in your life. Not everybody around you is someone whom you should glean advice and counsel from, because not everybody is in the right frame of mind to even be giving you the advice. And sometimes the advice that they do give you is selfish. So now what I want you to do is I want you to think about who is missing out because you are all over the place. You've heard me say it before, that someone somewhere, sometime, somehow, in some way needs that something that you do. So who is missing out because you are all over the place? And if you need a planner, reach out to me, social media or email, and I can get you one to start with. That takes us right on into K, killing the naysayer noise and the negative self-talk. You have to focus on what you can do and what is going right for you. When you allow negative self-talk and naysayer noise, you will get stuck because you're thinking you always need more. You will start to think that you will never be able to learn or do anything. You'll think that others are always right. And you will become grateful for the wrong people, places, things, and ideas. So you have to look at who that person is. So I want you to identify that person, place, thing, or idea. Who or what is it that you need to put to death in your life? Who is it that you need to stop talking to? Who is it that you need to stop listening to? And I'm going to challenge you to take the time and deal with it. Get that person, place, thing, or idea out of your mind, your heart, and your life now. Because if you keep them there, you will have trouble with imagining your next. You want to make sure that your mind is focused on this and only this, so that you will not be distracted. So there are a few things that I want you to imagine with me. Imagine being back in a right and close relationship with God, or the load on your shoulders being lightened because tough love and separation came first. Smiling at yourself because you walked away from that hard thing only long enough to clear your head and then come back to it, or to ask for help from someone who's been there and done that. Imagine the blessings coming from doing God's work in God's way and gaining God's supply to do it. Imagine the legacy you will leave for your family and others because you learn how to be others-minded, but not too much. Imagine more coming into your life because people can see that you mean them some business. And imagine what graduation day would look like because you stayed the course. So I want to ask you, what do you see? I want you to write out your next and get an accountability partner to help you stay the course. And if you want to be brave, reach out to me. I'll help you. And finally, you have to eliminate the excuses, because you can say whatever you want, but you and I both know that that's a load of crap. You have to ask yourself the hard questions. How do I spend my money and time? What kind of attitude do I have at work? How do I feel about my talents? And how comfortable have I gotten? And when you go into the answers to those questions, you will realize that there is nothing and nobody hindering you. So here's what we're going to do as we get ready to close out. I want you to look at what excuses you need to stop making, then choose one and start to move differently. Get rid of as many of them as you can. Because yes, I do know that there are some things that are out of your control, but that's a reason, not an excuse. There is a difference. Guys, that's my time. I know I ran through those last ones, but grace always takes me a lot of time. So I thank you for being here with me. But I dare not end my show without thanking two very special people. Kayla Padgett, God bless you. I love you. And I'm still praying for you and your team as you continue to expand the network. And to Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place, thank you. Thank you so much for bringing me into your inner circle and encouraging and inspiring me each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tammy Polk. This has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. And as always, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging, eat a cookie, and handle business. I will see you guys in May for my 5-year radio anniversary. It's going to be a good one. Make it a great Thursday.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.